nice print here, so we will send that to...
Here they come, people, just about as far as you can see, almost 6,000 of them, packing into the cavernous exhibit hall, the long line even snaking outside. They're all here on a treasure hunt. Steve from Dallas is one of those in line, pushing a cart with an ornate chair. He thinks it came from China.
Oh, it's a chair that my mother gave me. It's one that she's had for a long time. It has that kind of decorative look to it rather than something that some, you know, Ming emperor sat in, I don't think.
Steve and his chair are part of the taping of Antiques Roadshow, public television's most popular program with 11 million viewers. After a decade, it has rolled back into Dallas. It's a show that encourages people to dig through boxes in their attics and dust off old family heirlooms they may know little or nothing about. They load them into the family car and then stand in line for a chance to have the roadshow's appraisers eyeball them, expound on their origins, and then pronounce them priceless jewels or just sentimental junk. Inside the convention center, appraisers examine paintings, posters, old toys, maybe even great-grandpa's six-shooter. And there's furniture.
This is considered antebellum American furniture prior to the Civil War.
What's lovely is this Egyptian revival thing going on. You know, you can sort of see a sphinx head.
It's a bargain because it's, I mean, this is an 1800, 1810 piece. Very fine.
Fewer than 100 of the thousands who came will actually get on TV. Three episodes from the Dallas taping will air in the 2009 season. Lynn, who with some friends has driven all the way in from Lubbock, may be one of them.
Do you know what this is?
Go ahead.
It's a pig stick. When you hung the pig from the to cook it, this would tell you when it was done.
Lynn is showing an appraiser a giant double-barreled black metal contraption with flowers painted on it. It's a real head-turner, bristling with bins and shelves, tools, tiny drawers, openings, lids, and compartments. Lynn calls it a portable pantry, and thinks it once sat in a chuck wagon on Texas roundups and cattle drives more than a century ago.
In here, this is soda and this is salt, and there's a little lever down here that you open up. Coffee goes in here, it grinds here.
I couldn't resist asking,
do you think you might win a prize for just having one of the weirdest looking things here?
It's not weird. That is awesome.
We'll check in with Lynn later to see what the appraiser has to say. For now, though, we meet up with the executive producer of Antiques Roadshow, Marcia Bemko. She says the great appeal of the show comes from the people and the amazing stories they bring.
I never tire of everybody's joy. I never tire of talking with people. It is fun for me. I think it's fun for all of us.
And once in a while, she's seen something worthy of a Sotheby's auction.
We saw a dress that Marilyn Monroe wore in Some Like It Hot, which was her milestone career-making film that she was actually stitched into, so it fit her perfectly. And it's personal objects like that that tell such a story that I will remember forever.
How much was Marilyn's dress appraised at?
I don't want to say 250 from memory. It was 150 to 250, I think, is what Beth Cecilia put
That's
on.
1,000.
Yes, 150, 250,000, pardon me, yes. A very pricey dress.
Appraiser Dean Faley is eyeballing a rustic old wooden chest discovered in a barn down in the Texas Hill Country.
It's a combination which you find in a lot of the southern Texas counties because of the German population. This was made around, my guess is about 1860 in Texas. Mm-hmm. I would think that a piece like this would probably go for $2,000 to $3,000.
Lynn is hoping she has a rare find too. Finally, she's reached the head of the line and waits nervously to hear what appraiser Gary Summers has to say about her frontier prize.
I've seen things like this sell, and I would say that if you were going to insure it, because I don't think you're going to sell it, you've got too much use and love and history with it, but you should probably insure this for around $5,000.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Not bad, considering Lynn just paid $1,000 for it. The appraiser's right, though. There's no way she'd ever sell it. The Antiques Roadshow hasn't made her a millionaire, and she won't be part of the TV show. But finally, she knows what her piece of Texas history is worth. And just being in the middle of all of this fascinating old stuff has been a lot of fun. Bill Brown, KERA News.
Right.